This work was created during Diego Rivera's European period. Although the artist had been living in Paris since 1909, he constantly traveled to various cities in Spain. Here he depicts the Bridge of San Martin in the city of Toledo. The painting shows a complex and fragmented urban landscape. Rivera depicts the famous medieval bridge from an elevated point in the city, but abandons traditional perspective by dividing the landscape into multiple geometric planes. The entire composition is constructed through angular forms. The houses, walls, rooftops, towers, and arches appear broken down into squares, triangles, cylinders, and diagonals that constantly intersect. The short geometric brushstrokes reinforce the sense of fragmentation of space. In the central section, the towers and arches of the bridge can be identified. Beneath them lies the bed of the Tagus River, represented through triangular and broken forms that suggest a turbulent watercourse. Throughout the painting, numerous inclined lines and staircases appear, evoking the steep and labyrinthine streets of Toledo. Some arches are rounded, while others end in a point, recalling the blend of Christian and Arab architectural traditions present in the city. In a central position, slightly to the right, a steep staircase is inserted, helping to construct the sense of ascent and depth of the landscape, connecting the different heights of the picture. In the lower left corner, a construction with a triangular roof stands out alongside poles and electric cables, modern elements that contrast with the architecture of the bridge and the ancient walls. This work reflects the influence of Cubism on Rivera during his stay in Europe. The artist transforms the landscape into an almost abstract structure. Within the exhibition, the painting illustrates the moment in which Rivera experimented with the European avant-garde before developing the artistic language that would make him a central figure of modern Mexican art.